And so Sandusky will start this drive with a short field to work with at around a 58-yard field in front of them. 7:24 remains in regulation. First and 10 for the Redskins, left to right across your radio, 22-22.
This is exactly what Sandusky wants, obviously, besides the lead. They have the football in a tie game, 7 minutes, 24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Both teams tied at 22 apiece, but the home team, Sandusky, has the football and is yet to be stopped on any drive yet tonight. We'll see if they can make it 5 drives in a row.
Old House needs a handoff. This one is to, that would be number 21, Jack Sheridan. And he's out for an 11-yard run across midfield all the way to the USA 47-yard line. That's Jack Sheridan's first carry of the night. He has 11 yards.
And it was a good first carry of the night, getting a first set, a fresh set of downs right away on first down, already crossing midfield into Patriot territory as this drive continues with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
First and 10 for Sandusky. Clock stopped momentarily, now firing back up. 7 minutes remain. First and 10 from the USA 47-yard line. Full House T. Gamble under center. Hands it off to his third option. Coming around the left side, or right side, excuse me, is number 28, Braxton Washi. He gets out to the 42. It's a gain of 5 yards in the play. Brought down by Cade Ryerson, linebacker and a sophomore on this USA squad. 6:35 left in regulation. 22-22.
Nice run there by Sandusky. Again, getting 11 yards on the first carry, another 5 or so on the next play. Really putting a lot of pressure on that defensive line and secondary of the Patriots is noticing that the defensive backs are having to come in and make these tackles. It's a good sign for the offense.
Brown City has stopped the bleeding a little bit against Cassidy as they get back on the board with 9:50 left in the fourth. 38-22, Cassidy now by 16. Wing T to the left off the right hash, and it's a handoff right up the gut for Sandusky. This one goes nowhere fast as 56 Cade Ryerson and Cooper Caulfield were there to bring him down with only about a gain of a yard. Number 25, Brian Ross with the carry.
Trey Brown up the middle,
guys. We'll go with that, too.
Trey Brown, just a one-yard gain. Not much happening there. You can see the USA defense patting each other. That was a good stop. But third down and 4. We'll see what Sandusky runs on this play.
Third down, 4 yards to go from the USA 41-yard line. Full House T, 3 men in the backfield. Campbell's under center, working off the right hash, left, right across your radio. Coming around the right side, and there's USA to meet him at the line of scrimmage. Number 28, Braxton Washi, couldn't go anywhere on that one. And it was a double effort, mostly from USA's number 56, Cade Ryerson, the sophomore linebacker, there on the spot again. And now Sandusky with a 4th and 3 from the 40-yard line. Have to go for it.
I absolutely think so. They're at the 40-yard line. You only need 3, maybe 4 yards for a new set of downs. You've been able to do it all night long. Just surprised Brian Ross, as you mentioned earlier, hasn't touched the ball yet on this drive. Wouldn't be surprised if he gets something going here and gives the Sandusky chance to get a first down.
Wayne with the wing tee to the left off the right hash on the 40-yard line of USA. 4:48 left in regulation. Tie ball game at 22. It's a handoff to number 25 for Sandusky, and he stopped Brian Ross at the 40-yard line. And USA comes up with a turnover of downs, the stop on fourth down. And USA has a 60-yard field to work with at 4 minutes and 40 seconds left. That wing tee offense could milk this clock all the way down to the end. Yeah,
absolutely. But the Patriots have to do one thing, not necessarily milk the clock. They need to go down and score. That's number one priority, and then trust that your defense can slow down the Sandusky offense just enough. But a big stop here, a change of momentum. The Patriots take over here, 60 yards to go to take their first lead of the night. Sandusky defense now looking for a stop of their own.
Right to left across your radio are the white-clad USA Patriots. At their own 40-yard line, it's a handoff up the gut for the Patriot number 30, the workhorse tonight, Alan Raban. And he's out to the 43, a 3-yard gain, 2nd down and 7. USA in no hurry at all now as Micah Kramer runs all the way to the sideline to talk to his head coach, Josh Hahn, runs back into the huddle.
This is your 4-minute offense here, Clark. You run this in practice. There's not really you don't really need to hurry, but you still need to be aware of the clock. The number one priority is score here. It doesn't matter if you leave a minute or two or less in this game. You just have to take the lead and take advantage of the opportunity your defense gave you.
Micah Kramer hands it off to Raban again. He has the first down across midfield, drags his defender for a free ride for about 4 yards. Finally marked down at the 46-yard line. Brought down by Caleb Haberling, the linebacker junior for Sandusky. Move the chains, flips the field, just 46 yards away from the end zone.
A little bit of a delayed handoff this time to Alan Raban, but nonetheless, same result. He gets through that defensive line of Sandusky into the secondary, and a fresh set of downs for the Patriots as they have now found themselves in Redskin territory.
First and 10 from the 46-yard line of Sandusky. 3:43 left in regulation. Micah Kramer hand off to number Josh Lange. He has room to run. He's at the 30, to the 25, to the 20, then to 15, to the 10, and forced out of bounds at the far sideline at about the 7-yard line. A huge run from Josh Lange, which started at the 46 and finally brought down at the 7. A 39-yard run from the senior running back of USA, and they're in the red zone trying to take the lead for the first time tonight.
Inside the red zone, inside the 10, down to about the 6-yard line. They go to that triple option away from Alan Raban, hand it off, that quick handoff, the first option to Josh Lange, and he gets through that defensive line, showing off some of his speed, getting to the sideline before it looked like number 21, Jack Sheridan, was able to make a touchdown and potential game-saving tackle. But here we go, guys, tied at 22, 6 yards to go to pay dirt, and just about 3 minutes left to go in this game.
A 40-yard run from Josh Lange. It's a handoff up the gut, and they're going to hand it off to the workhorse. Excuse me, someone, there's a white jersey somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah, it was 30, Alan Raban, you were right.
Okay. So it's 2:55 left in regulation. Second down and goal to go, still from the 6-yard line. No gain on that play. Trenton Lee with the tackle for Sandusky. USA still taking their time.
Thrown off there a little bit as he was stood up. The play was blown dead. His momentum had completely stopped, which is why we couldn't find him at the bottom of the pile, because there was nobody there. And again, now this is USA's chance here to really milk the clock here. It's under 2.5 minutes to go.
Michael Kramer keeps it for himself, dives back into the inside. He's inside the 5, maybe down to the 4. We'll see where they spot him down. We're approaching 2 minutes, as it will now be a third down and goal inside the 5. They're still spotting this ball. It looks like they're at the 3-yard line. A 3-yard gain for Micah Kramer, brought down by Adam Scott off the defensive line of Sandusky. Third and goal from the 3.
Inside the 5 now, the Patriots find themselves third down, 3 yards to go to pay dirt. Now is getting a little critical here. First and second down are behind you. You still have 3 yards to go. We'll see if USA now can finish off this drive with a touchdown.
Tied at 22 apiece, USA trying to break the stalemate. Have not led in this game 1 second. Third and goal from the 3, Kramer under center. He's going to keep it for himself. He's at the 1-yard line and brought down by number 25, Brian Ross. And it's going to be a timeout called on the field, as it's going to be a fourth and goal from the 1-yard line, and it's a timeout called by Sandusky. Dave Hanson.
Wow, what a series here. Fourth down and 1 yard to go, I believe.
Yes, sir. Fourth down and goal at the 1-yard line.
1-yard line here for USA. One chance here to get into the end zone. Can Sandusky make a heroic stop at home on the goal line? What a series of events here again. USA has not led a moment in this game, and a chance to do so at crunch time with a minute and a half to go in the game. Did get an update from Memphis, guys. Bad X leads Memphis 20-0 into the third quarter.
And Harbor Beach continues to pull away. It's now 26-7 at the end of the third quarter. Harbor Beach leading Greece. So right in front of us, though, USA on offense at the 1-yard line of Sandusky. Tied at 22 apiece, 1 minute, 31 seconds remain in regulation. USA trying to punch this one in and potentially steal one from Sandusky.
Wow, this would be a big victory for USA on the road. Keep in mind, they play in what we feel is a tougher conference. The West is really, really wild. It's hard to decide who's going to win that conference. Sandusky trying to stay alive in the East, a crucial game for both teams if they want to make the playoffs. And 1 yard is going to separate that right now, as USA breaking the huddle here now in the wing tee offense from the 1-yard line. Fourth down and goal.
3 men in the backfield. On the left, that would be Hunter Bone. In the middle, that's Ray Bannon. On the right, Josh Lange. Micah Kramer under center at the 1-yard line, fourth and goal to go. Handoff up the middle to Ray Bannon. No word yet, and they're going to say he is short. No touchdown. The fourth down is stopped by Sandusky's defense. as Rabin is stood up at the 1 yard line. No touchdown, and Sandusky back on offense, still tied at 22-22. But we have a flag. We have a flag at the 1 yard line.
Stop!